Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the Mint Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, we're going to go back to the 90s. I was in the Army, and we stationed down at Fort Knox. And we had some exercises to do one day. It was probably 5 to 7 degrees outside. And we used to drive around these little troop carrier vehicles that the top would open in the back, and then driver sat up front and all that. Well, the person who was telling me where to go and what to do was very clear that they did not want to go anywhere near this big muddy pond that was over there and was mostly frozen over, and I thought it would be entertaining. Needless to say, a wave of muddy water, the splash guard, I didn't put it down, wave of the muddy, slushy water came inside the vehicle, covered it all. I was lucky they didn't kill me on spot because everybody got drenched. And because of the temperature, the vehicle wash was closed, so I had to stay out there for almost 16 hours by hand with a bucket of water, a little bit at a time, cleaning the inside of that vehicle out.
16 hours?
It was horrible. The next day, I got done with that, went to chow, and I had to be right back at working again.
Oh, man. Well, how long did it take you to realize you made a bad, bad mistake?
I still think it was funny to see them all drenched in mud. So, I mean...
Worth it in the end?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
That's typically how these things work. Like, something catastrophically stupid happens. It kind of ruins your day. It ruins your mood, but somehow in the back of your head, like, look, man, in a week, you're going to laugh your ass off about this. And yeah. I realize that when you have conversations with the kids, they'll bring up something like, Dad, do you remember, or what happened the time? And as you're retelling the story, I realize I'm laughing out loud, but when I go back to the moment, like, wow, guys, I was pissed, man. They're like, we know you were. Like,
Didn't you and your brother almost kill each other inside of an igloo, like carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, yeah. Snowed a bunch. So two things. Number one, we built an igloo in the front yard, right? And we spent, like there was, like, the, like, bricks.
The
so
you, bucket you
oh,
fill
yeah.
up with
like,
snow.
It was almost the same. Snow. Yeah, it was, like, a red thing, that the same K-Tel company that made, like, the little mini-skis.
Exactly. Like, so you could make bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the time. I mean, we dug all the way in there. And then I remember my mom was like, do not break my giant, like, spoons or whatever. We broke two of them in the process, obviously.
Right.
And then, yeah, we were just kids and weren't thinking, so we were down in the grass part of it. We had some leaves, so we were like, ooh, let's start a fire in here. But we didn't build a chimney,
right.
So it quickly became engulfed in smoke, and we almost died. It had to, like, crawl out.
You didn't put a hole in the top for the smoke to go out.
Miles, it never dawned on us as kids that you needed
right.
a chimney.
Okay, all
right. Right, because there's the door in. Like, we just thought we were geniuses that we were like, oh, we have a little patch of grass. First of all, if my parents knew we were burning leaves in the front yard.
I was going to say, that would be the initial problem, yeah.
Yeah, But I'll tell you what, that igloo stuck up for a while. As you know, like snow melts or whatever, but yeah. I mean, we had built that thing solid.
Nice, nice.
We were scared to death of it, though.
Didn't go back in after that?
I never went back in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We go to upstate. Steve, forest rangers and environmental conservation officers use sleds and chainsaws to rescue a bull moose that had fallen through the ice on a frozen lake. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said officers responded to a call about a moose in Lake Abenaki. That's about 100 miles northwest of Albany. They observed the moose in the lake surrounded by ice and unable to get out of the water. An airboat was sent to help, but officers realizing the moose might not be able to survive much longer in the frigid water, they ventured out on the ice. Now they were wearing their cold water rescue suits that would protect them if they fell into the lake, and they cut a path.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Path through the ice with chainsaws. The moose was around 200 feet from shore. So they said there's no training manual for getting moose out of the ice. The officers, they were on sleds to help spread their weight, used the sleds to guide the moose out of the water. We pushed the jet sleds that we had up to it close, and for whatever reason, it was scared of those. So once we got behind it, we were able to direct it. By the way, the moose weighed over 1,000 pounds.
Good God.
It eventually made it to shore. It had been treading water in the lake for around 2 hours. And because of that, it was really tired and shivering and did not have much energy left. We didn't know if it was going to be able to stand up or not. But after about 15 minutes being on the shore, it got up and walked into the woods. It was just an amazing sight to see that huge of a moose stand up right in front of us.
Man, people, listen, headlines all week are about people rescuing animals, all right? So wildlife officers rescue 30 cold-stunned sea turtles in Florida. All right, because it's so cold, the turtles don't matter. Deer rescued from frigid waters and Potomac River. Where's the other one that I saw just today?
It was a case of a manatee that was saved out of a starting-to-freeze canal in Florida. They moved it to an aquarium.
Firefighters rescued 600-pound donkey that fell through the ice.
600-pound donkey.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, man. Like I said, I'm a donkey apologist after meeting the lovely and late Pokey. Rest your soul, bro. There's no way that thing weighed 600 pounds. I don't know if that's heavy for a donkey. That seems awfully heavy. But again, yeah, this is in Pennsylvania. Donkey
fell through the ice. I guess they can get up to 1,000 pounds.
Good God, man.
Depending on the size of that donkey.
Fat asses.
Yeah, big fat ass. That's the kind of ass I got.
Going back to sleeping in igloos and whatnot when I was in scouts, we did one camp out that I can remember where we were trying to make our own. I suppose they're not ice caves, but it was we needed to make our own shelter. There was one group that did. There was one pair that did. It was a father and son. They actually made this snow cave, and they slept in it. They did everything right. I loved the scoutmaster. He was probably one of my favorites. God rest his soul. But he was also one of the best teachers that we ever had. And there's actually a still image that we have from him that you know, I was long since in bed at this point, but he has actually sat around the campfire just chatting it up with other scoutmasters and scouts that were all there, just teaching and just swapping stories and whatnot. And I remember he he had this thermos that he had tea in it, I believe.
All right.
And there's actually a still shot image of him because he had talked so long after he had made this tea that he was able to lift up his thermos with the string of the tea bag.
You're right.
Because it was that cold outside.
It was frozen?
Oh, yeah, frozen solid at the top. It was great.
Damn. God, yeah, man, I do not miss cold weather, but it's weird. You know, when I lived in Rochester, it was so cold so often, you don't realize it's cold. So, like, but at 40 degrees in January, like, people went out in shorts and they washed the car, they mowed the lawn. I mean, it felt like summertime. So, in my mind, when I hear 40 degrees, just from childhood, I feel like it's going to be warm. It's not at all. I mean, I went outside earlier today. I'm a smoker. It's, what, 45?
Mm-hmm.
Still freezing my ass off. Like, I have absolutely no longer am I acclimatized to that at all.
Now, well, it also depends on where you are, right? Like, that's one of the things at Burning Man. Like, you're in the desert.
Yeah.
So during the day, it's 100-some degrees. And then at night, sometimes, like, you don't get into the 60s, which I know does not sound cold.
But you're in the desert.
But when you've been in the desert and it's dropped 40 degrees, like, by nighttime, you're like, oh, my God, I am freezing.
You could be
out
at
here.
The gorge when that sun goes over over the river, man. I mean, the temperature seems to drop 20 degrees. Doesn't matter when, you could be in August. But all of a sudden, you go from, like, I got a suntan, and I'm burned, to I have a sunburn, and now I am freezing because of that and the combination of the fact that it just dropped 20 degrees.
Man, we got frozen out this last year out at the Gorge. We went and saw Luke Combs out in October. Last show at the Gorge for the year.
Oof.
And they had a bad, bad windstorm roll through there. It delayed the show just because the wind was so bad out there, right? So, and
right, Friday night, like, it was almost like he wasn't going to play.
It was very, very close of him not playing. The opener got out there, was able to do their show. Parker McCollum, I think, was next, and he got delayed by like an hour. They kept going out on stage. We showed up late because we didn't really care about anybody else. We just wanted to see Luke Combs.
Yeah.
So we show up there, and we keep getting this announcement from the stage, like, we're not canceling the show. Like, I know people are saying it. We're not canceling the show. Right now, it's just delayed. And Luke was supposed to come out at like 9. They delayed him all the way to like 10:30, and it is just ice cold wind that's blowing through there. I mean, we're just all penguin together just trying to defend ourselves against the wind. There's a shop that's there that kicked everybody out because everybody was trying to
just going in there to get warm.
Right. Yeah. If you're not actively buying something, get out of the shop.
I've heard that many times.
Freezing our ass off out here, man.